We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. A Riverside County Sheriff's deputy has now died from the coronavirus. The department announcing today in a Facebook post that Deputy Terrell Young faithfully served the Riverside County Sheriff's Department for 15 years, and they are deeply saddened. Deputy Young is the first member of the department and likely the first Southern California law enforcement officer to succumb to the coronavirus. Unemployment surged across the nation because of the health crisis and the shutdown in most states. The latest federal figures show 6.6 million new claims for jobless benefits last week. That's double the figure from the week before. Former California Employment Chief Michael Burnick tells KNX that unfortunately this state has the most new weekly claims in the nation, 878,000. He confirmed it is unprecedented.
We haven't seen anything remotely comparable to this in the post-World War II period. To give some further perspective, in December 2009, in the depth of the Great Recession, we had 80,873 new claims that week. That's basically a tenth of what we've seen the past week.
Former White House economic advisor Austin Goolsbee telling CNN that stimulus checks for most Americans may not help get us out of the hole.
The number one rule of virus economics is that you have to deal with the virus before you can fix the economics. A stimulus can't work unless people can get out of lockdown.
Is mass transit on LA's metro buses and light rail safe during the coronavirus pandemic? One local city says no, that Metro is endangering lives.
Carson's mayor, the mayor pro tem, the entire city council unified in their demand that LA Metro, during the coronavirus crisis, suspend all mass transit service.
For LA Metro to not care about the passengers and immediately suspend their operations is just irresponsible.
LA Metro has told KNX the buses are sanitized once daily, but Mayor Pro Tem here in Carson says that is not enough.
You cannot continue cleaning the buses if you do it one time a day and you have people coming in and out all during the daytime.
This is the second time Carson has demanded Metro suspend transportation services.
When residents begin to die, because it's going to happen, they're not going to be on our conscience, it's going to be on their conscience.
Metro says service will continue, that there's still 330,000 people riding daily, that Metro is a lifeline for them. At Carson City Hall, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Red Cross in Riverside has lost a second trailer full of emergency supplies after thieves took off with it.
According to police, two men pried open the utility trailer's hitch, attached it to their pickup truck, and drove off. They were in a gray or silver Nissan Frontier with an extended or four-door cab and no front license plate.
We've had people calling in or emailing our detective, and he is following up on it, all the information he has.
Riverside Police Officer Ryan Railsback's message to the thieves is return the property. Lois Beckman is Executive Director for the Red Cross serving Riverside County.
Well, it's really distressing. Those trailers are loaded with supplies so that we are ready to respond to disasters.
The trailer alone is worth about $3,500. Its contents worth another $4,000. And she says the supplies are bought with donations, so now they have to figure out how to replace them. A few weeks ago, another Red Cross trailer was swiped from the exact same lot, but it remains to be seen if the same thieves are involved. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
The more affluent areas across Los Angeles County are the places with the highest rates of the coronavirus. The Fairfax District may be the worst of the worst.
724 infections per 100,000 residents. That's the rate in the Fairfax District, and it's much higher than in some of the other affluent areas with big numbers like Bel Air, the Hollywood Hills, Palos Verdes Estates, all of them with 100 infections per 100,000 residents. But that's nothing close to 724, the number in the Fairfax. the densest cluster in the county. It's alarming to people and somewhat of a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, we're taking it all really seriously. I mean, it's a terrible thing. I mean, we're in our own little universe. We're doing okay. We're managing. But, it's a terrible thing.
Some believe the fact that people in more affluent areas can afford to pay more to get tested may be skewing the numbers and skewing the access to testing. The Medical Board of California has opened a review of so-called concierge doctors around L.A. who are offering their well-to-do clients access to the test at exorbitant prices. In the Fairfax District, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Despite warnings and beach closures, many surfers and swimmers are still hitting Southern California beaches. But a local atmospheric chemist says that is a very dangerous thing to do as we battle the coronavirus outbreak. Kim Prather spoke with the L.A. Times and says water runoff from the recent rain carries bacteria and pathogens that can cause rashes and infections to beachgoers, compromising respiratory systems if people get sick. Add to that the ocean waves that churn up mist and air. Prather believes the ocean could carry the virus and make it a dangerous place for anyone who ventures near.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.